In buying and selling, Christians are distinguished in this. Only Christians are different to the rest of the world when it comes to buying and selling. Why? The Lord Jesus purchased us with his precious blood. He gave himself to the whole world, but purchased those who accepted him. John 3:16, for God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God the Father gave his only begotten son to the whole world, for the whole world. But who was purchased by the blood? The one who accepted Jesus Christ. Not the whole world has been purchased, but Jesus gave his life up for the whole world, but he purchased those who accepted him. So when it comes to buying and selling, we were purchased, bought by the blood of the Lamb of God. Who are the ones purchased by the blood of the Lamb of God? Christians only, not the whole world. Now, inheritance, third point. In this one, the inheritance is not for all Christians. Now, when it comes to buying and selling, it's for all Christians. But inheritance is not for all Christians. What is inheritance then for? It is for the Christians who live the second birth. In other words, it is for the Christians who are born of God. They are the inheritors. Christians are all baptized, but do they live their Christ, all the baptized souls? No. So many Christians are lost. So many Christians have no idea who Jesus Christ is. They are just Christian by name, but absolutely not Christians by deed. So when it comes to inheritance, for you to inherit your Heavenly Father, you better live the second birth, the sacrament of the holy baptism, the ones who are born of God. Now, the laying of the hand, the fourth one, to claim ownership, is for the servants, the true, genuine, faithful Christians, the servants. You can never serve Christ unless you truly love him and believe in him. You can never serve Christ unless you truly love him and believe in him, because serving Christ is not an easy path. It's a very narrow door. It's a very narrow path. It's not easy. So who are the ones that are going to last till the end and serve the Lord faithfully? Are the ones who truly, genuinely love him and live for him, not for themselves. Now let us come back to verse 18. Can we have verse 8? Oh, it's already there. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Here the Lord Jesus wants to show us the sixfold of the Holy Spirit, painted so elegantly by St. Luke. In verse 18, we will find, and verse 19, we will find six things the Holy Spirit does. Six things the Holy Spirit does. But it's painted stunningly by the great painter, St. Luke, the gospel writer. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to, number one, preach the gospel to the poor. Number two, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Number three, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Number four, and recovery of sight to the blind. Number five, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And number six, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord which is in verse 19. Which is in verse 19. Six things the Lord Jesus spoke of in chapter 4. Six things the Lord Jesus spoke of in chapter 4. And the Lord Jesus fulfilled all six things in chapter 5. All these things, he fulfilled them in chapter 5. I don't know if you recall last week, we said that the gospel of, according to St. Luke, consists of 24 chapters, 13 paintings. The first chapter, one painting. The last chapter, 24, is one painting. We are left with 22 chapters. 22 chapters, every two chapters with one painting. That's 11. And to 13 paintings, making up 24 chapters. And we said, as a painter, the Saint Luke does not write in a historical order. He brings things happened yesterday and brings things happened 2 years ago, 5 months ago, a year ago, and puts them together as a brilliant painter and brings out a stunning painting called the Holy Spirit painting. So chapter 4 and 5 is number 3 painting in the Gospel of St. Luke. So what the Lord spoke of in chapter 4 about the six things the Holy Spirit does, Jesus himself as the perfect man fulfilled them all in chapter 5. So now, let's come to the first one. To preach, can we go back to verse 18, please? To preach the gospel to the poor. What does this mean, to preach the gospel to the poor? Who's preaching the gospel to the poor? Well, the Lord Jesus is the preacher. He came down to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the power of the Spirit is to do with preaching. That's why the Lord's ministry, it was preaching everywhere. So to preach the gospel to the poor, to understand who are the poor, you'll find this in Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, to know who is the poor in spirit, you need to come and see who is the poor in the flesh. To be poor physically, two things will qualify you to be a genuine street beggar. To be a genuine street beggar, two things must be found in you. Number one, that you are fully paralyzed, unable to work, unable to do anything. You cannot rely on yourself at all. Number two, you have inherited absolutely nothing from your parents. Because if I was fully paralyzed and mom and dad left me money and properties and possessions, I can live off of that. But if my parents left me with nothing and I physically am unable to work, then I qualify to be a street beggar. I rely on you. If you don't help me, I'll eventually die. The Lord Jesus came to preach the gospel to the poor. So the poor are the ones who claim and acknowledge they have no inheritance from their parents and they are physically unable to work. All of us, we were born from our parents, Adam and Eve, in sin. Sin made us all bankrupt. And sin made us all paralyzed, unable to work spiritually. Now we are poor. The Lord says, blessed are you if you say, I am bankrupt, Lord, and I am good for nothing. I came for people like you. Now, the Lord Jesus entered the realm of materialism to lead us out into the realm of spiritualism. The Lord Jesus entered the realm of materialism, which is our realm, to lead us out into the realm of spiritualism. In Luke 5, you see, every single point of this in Luke 4:18, you will find the answer to it being fulfilled in Luke chapter 5. The Lord fulfills them. So 4 and 5 go hand in hand. In 4, the Lord says what he's doing. In 5, the Lord did what he said in Luke 4. Are you with me? You're too quiet, you're scaring me. All right, so in Luke 5, verses 1 to 10, it talks about the first point. The first point, to preach the gospel to the poor, the Lord fulfilled this point in Luke 5, verses 1 to 10. How? When you read in Luke 5, from verse 1 to 10, you will find this. The Lord Jesus comes to the sea of Galilee, and he sees two boats. One belonging to Simon Peter, the other one belonging to James and John, the sons of Zebedee. The Lord decides to enter the boat of Simon Peter. And then he says to Simon Peter, can you just put your boat a little bit into the water there? I want to preach to the multitude standing on the shores. Because people used to gather wherever Jesus went. So when the Lord Jesus saw the multitude, he came into the boat of St. Peter and he said, just go a little bit into the water. St. Peter said, why? He said, I want to preach to the people. So St. Peter sat in the boat while Jesus is standing and preaching in the power of the Spirit. He started preaching to them. Once he finished preaching to the people, he says to Simon Peter, now take the boat into the deep and cast your net to catch fish. Simon Peter looks at the Lord Jesus. He says, with all love and respect, you're a carpenter. I, Peter, am the fisherman. You know, I'm the expert in here, sorry. What you're saying logically makes no sense, Jesus of Nazareth. Why? Because all night long we were trying to catch fish. We did not catch not even Nemo, the little tiny fish. We caught absolutely nothing, Jesus, all night long. Now, you're saying during the day now, it's no longer nighttime, it's during the day now, you're saying go to the deep and cast your net to catch fish. We know as fishermen, during the day, fish hide away. We can't find them. That's why we go at nighttime to catch them. But since you entered my boat, I'll take you as a guest. And it is kind of rude from me, I, Simon, to really disrespect my guest. Since you're my guest, that's okay. I'll do what you say, yet I don't believe in what you say. So he casts the net. And then before he realizes, the net is full of immense fish, big ones. And the Bible, Holy Bible says, the net was close to be torn apart from the weight of the fish the net caught. You know why the Lord Jesus did that? The Lord Jesus is fair in every way, even when it comes to materialistic things. The Lord says to Simon Peter, I used your boat and I used your time. Don't ever think I'm not going to pay you for it. So since I used your boat and I used your time, I caught you plenty of fish. That's the payment. I don't do it for free. When Simon Peter saw all the fish, Simon said, Lord, please get out of my boat. I'm a sinner. Like, this is too much. Like, Lord, we as professional fishermen, all night long, we were not able to catch one fish. You, as a carpenter, know nothing about fishing. You brought us endless blessings, but these blessings are what? Material. The Lord Jesus entered into our life using material things to lead us out of materialism into spiritual things. So, Lord, you brought us plenty of blessings, but this blessing is what? Material. Fish is material. The Lord Jesus said, Simon, I did not bring you material things, but I brought you material things in order through them I get you to spiritual things. Therefore, Simon, I'll say this to you. You see all this fish, yes? He said, yes, Lord. I caught them for you, correct? He said, yes, Lord. From this moment onward, you will catch people for me. Spiritual. I came into your life through material. I came to your life, into your life through the things you do, in order to get you to do the things I do, not you do anymore. Are you with me? Yes? You're too quiet. Do you want me to tell you a joke so to wake you up a bit or something? Man, man. Or maybe you're too focused. Thank God for that. So now, just like I caught the fish for you, from this moment onward, I'll make you catch people for me. So who are the poor here to preach the gospel to the poor? The poor are the 12 apostles. These are the poor whom the Lord chose himself. These are the poor, are the 12 apostles.